Okay, just a second. Okay, go.
Okay, could we call the meeting to order?
Yes.
And then Carrie Lynn, would you read the minutes and get them approved?
Yes. Okay. All right. The meeting was called to order by Shauna Larson at 5:38. Chairman issues. Youth theater going great, very full, still looking for a final performance venue. New volunteer wants to be involved in theater. Jordana and Shauna will meet with her. Art camp's going great, still going up. Art council will likely not be involved with the farmer's market due to needing to find someone to head that up. Talk to Stephanie about each person having a backup. We could send to arts council meetings if we can't make it, so we always have a full board. Concerts were so good. Art show have added an essay poetry contest, Hometown Heroes. We'll be painting the police canine for the art show theme contest. Shauna will be painting. We'll be allowing TSO to continue under certain circumstances. New contract, submitting for donations to Larry Miller and Rocky Mountain Power. Need everyone to help July 29th through 30th, Monday and Tuesday, 4 to 7, to help receive and hang the art. Need 3 people Monday and 3 people Tuesday. Discussion items, director reports, art, crowd, and graphics. Linda Littlefield, craft fair help needed. She needs 32 vendors to fill the space. Needs help calling. October 25th and 26th, Doug will help. We'll add more marketing this time. If you know any vendors, please help spread the word. Art classes filling up for next year. Quilting Club, Carol Hadlock, Elaine Roundy, still meeting the third Friday of every month, going really well, packed, great time. Carol and Elaine will both help with art show. City requests. Doug, what kinds of things would be happening on the amphitheater? Summer plays, concerts, concerts in the park, bell concerts. Youth summer musical theater, Jordana. Highland Choral Arts, summer break, I don't know why that means. Still thinking of doing the parade. Highland Children's Choir, Carrie Lynn Lenhart, summer break, auditions, registrations going on right now. Auditioning new pianists next 2 Fridays. Treasure, Glade, Gummo, 501c3, ready to go. Kelly Gummo will be able to hang art for the art show. Donna Library, summer reading started this week. 200 people attended the kickoff, doing extra story times outside on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Book sale at the Fling again next year. Fundraiser will be community yard sale in the council chambers on July 13th.
And that got canceled.
Next board meeting, July 3rd. That got changed at 5:30. That's it. Adjourned at 7:02.
Okay, Jordana was here last.
Okay, I have her marked here, but I just for some reason don't know.
You were.
I was here one time.
She came, but she I think she
actually it says absent.
Oh, yeah,
I think it was the time before.
So was that April?
I don't think.
This is June.
We're July. We're in July now. Wow.
Yeah, I don't think she was here last. So I think that's why I don't have anything. But you had given a report, and so that's what we have up at the top. Youth theater going great. So
okay.
Yes.
So okay, and I think is there any other change? Okay. Okay.
With somebody. I motion that we accept the minutes from June 5th, 2024.
I second.
Okay. All in favor? Do we do that?
Yes, I think we are supposed to all say aye.
All in favor? All opposed?
Minutes approved. Okay.
Okay, Carrie Lynn. Carol is excused. She's pulled her meniscus.
Oh, no.
She had surgery on it.
Oh, nice.
But she's not going to be able to help at the art show.
Oh, awful.
I know. And Elaine has bronchitis.
Oh, dear.
They've been to Alaska and they just got home and they both got it. And it's not good for him.
He was able to go to Alaska.
That's amazing. He did, but it was kind of rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of rough. So, Doug is excused. He's caught in a meeting in Salt Lake. Annie. I haven't heard from Annie, so I don't know.
Did she say in the text?
If she did come in,
she's fine.
She did not. She's very involved in political right now. Somebody's in the committee and
I think that's everyone. I think you got them all.
Okay. Okay, so...
And Ellen has moved, right?
And Ellen has moved. Mm-hmm. She will come back and do the parade. For the thing, I'm hoping that maybe she'll come and help us with the art show since we're going to be down. Carol won't be recovered from her surgery. And
Elaine. She took the old rings on one too. Sorry.
Elaine said she would be here, but she didn't sound good when I got to her.
That's a.
But she wanted to make sure that. She wanted to make sure you were going to be here to help her.
Do you need me both nights or just the one?
Probably both if you can possibly
do it. I do have to host something Tuesday at 7:30, but...
But you can come till then?
Yeah.
So it's Monday and Tuesday? The 29th and 30th?
Mm-hmm. Monday and Tuesday. And
to what time?
4. It starts at 4, goes to 7, the intake.
I'll be here too.
I can help.
Okay.
Kelly,
what are we thinking of having Kathy help?
With all the K's.
All the K's.
Okay, so Carrie Lynn, you will.
It's not art show set up.
And Kelly will.
I'll help on Monday.
And Linda.
Tuesday I teach late.
Okay, Monday.
I can do Tuesday then.
I'll be there.
You can do Tuesday.
I could do, yeah.
I have myself down for both days.
I can do that. Do you need both days or?
Uh-huh.
4 to 7 or 5 to 7.
Yeah, it's on your little calendar.
Okay, both. And Kathy, Tuesday.
So my calendar.
You're going to be there both days?
If you need me there both days, I could probably do it.
That's the 22nd or the
29th.
I know my daughter's leaving town the 29th, but I assume it's in the morning. So if I have to take it to the airport, though, I'll make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that helps. That gives me an idea of where we're at.
That's weird. 4 to 7. Okay.
Okay, so... with a message from Doug, he asked me to, he said he was working through the vendor list for the craft fair, but Linda kind of already called him, right?
I already called the list. Yeah. I don't know how that fits with the craft fair again, but.
Okay, he wanted me to report about the stage that was going to go on at the, it's been put on hold. But
the amphitheater's on hold?
It's not really on hold. We're just going to change locations. It's not going to be built over there.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why is that? What happened?
Well, I think
the homes.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, there's one other piece of the park that hasn't been built yet, the Ninja Course.
Okay.
And they were going to put it on one side, but they've had so many of the people complain about the noise.
Really?
They need to move it central so that the noise from that won't bother the residents.
So is the amphitheater going over there at all, or not at all?
No, it's not located there. But Aaron called me this a couple of days ago and asked me to consider whether we would want it here, this part.
Right here?
In this
part. Yeah. And then what, take trees out?
No.
No.
You do it on this, that side of the
tree. They set up a temporary stage there every year for morning anyway.
Yeah.
And if they face it like this, if it was the other way so that it faced this way, then you'd have that little hill people could sit on.
I think that would be the best
option. Have more shade,
because there's shade.
Yeah, I think
so. The other part was, do you remember what the other park was that they
were considering?
But you want to have the competition.
I was thinking it was, is there a Murdoch one?
Maybe, but I honestly think it's going to be better over here. I would love to build a building over there now that we can't have.
Have you guys been to the West Jordan Theater in the Viridian? It's part of the.
No, but I've heard about it.
It's part of the library.
And
it is. You guys should. We should take a field trip there.
Where is this?
This is in West Jordan. And it's called the Viridian. And it can be an indoor, it's so cool because it can be an indoor theater or it can be an outdoor theater. Mm-hmm. So in the summertime, I just went and saw the Deseret, it's a new one, the Deseret Symphony or whatever. And they did the most fabulous job. It was outdoors in the theater there. And I've seen the indoor one too. But it's just a whole different concept. It's cool.
Okay.
So amphitheater on hold.
So it's on hold right now, but they haven't given up on it. It's still going to happen, but they just don't know where yet. So that's that.
Do you know why they're jackhammering out the path between the big boulders? This morning I was playing pickleball, and the whole sidewalk, right, the main entrance to this park over here is jackhammered up.
I don't know.
Probably just
towards the volleyball court, or no? No, is it a sandy
at the
under
park?
The pavilion? Yeah.
It might be they're starting that ninja course that they're putting in.
Maybe.
Do you know what's going on over here?
The shops, you know, they're going to build the shop.
But they want to get that building board.
Thank goodness.
Oh, they're putting a shop there.
Mm-hmm. What kind of shop?
It's a public works building.
Right.
And there's still going to be parking over there then.
Well, yeah, I think there'll be parking, but it won't be like it was because the shop will be back there where we were parking.
There's parking still be here that's here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And will there be more parking?
There needs to be
more. I think so, but I don't know for sure.
I talked to the guy this morning, actually, because they moved my storage unit, and so I was chatting with them, and it sounds like the back of the building will be facing this side, and so the things will drive up on the other side of the lot.
That's good. That's really good.
And that I think it's going to be like kind of parallel to this building, and then they're going to make that all into parking.
That's good.
I know.
Yeah. There's more parking.
They will open this up for the swing, though, so that the vendors can park in there. So, because they're not going to really start construction until after the swing.
I have to clear away all those trees.
Yeah. This is kind of sad.
I was hoping
to. They're so big.
Yeah, well, and they're really, like, dirty. I was hoping Doug would be here because I wanted to thank him because he was a major donor
in the laminating floor.
In the laminating.
It
looks really nice, doesn't it?
It does. It looks nice.
Was it your son that did it?
Uh huh.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Makes me want to clog on it or something.
And then
I don't even clog anymore.
Carrie Lynn and I, well, okay. I think I've told you this, that. Someone, a major donor, gave us money to buy a piano, and it's somebody on the city council.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she wants me to.
Shall not be named.
I don't know if she. That's what
she
I know.
She's
I know. Yeah, I don't know. She didn't say she wanted to be anonymous, but anyway, she gave us $3,000 for the piano. I called Carrie Lynn and I called Annalise, and is her name Annalise or Annalisa?
I think you called Lorna.
Oh, I called Lorna.
Yeah.
Annalisa is how it's pronounced.
Annalisa.
Okay.
It's spelled with a
but maybe you called
it's
them
pronounced
both,
Annalisa.
Lorna, that's my comment.
Okay, I probably called them both, I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, Annalisa said, I talked to her and she said you had talked to her.
Oh, okay. And so,
yeah.
And so, Carrie Lynn and I got in the car and rode up to Piano Gallery like we did last time.
So fun.
Piano, yeah. And we said we have $3,000, but I mean, that's not going to buy a piano. The new ones are like, what did he say?
A 16.
16.
We wanted a Yamaha U3, which is their upright grand, and they're very nice.
And he said, I've got a used one, and it's in really good condition. So we went and looked at it. It was
$3,700.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, so we bought
it. Especially because it's a secondary
piano. I mean, it's like for concertos and things like that, mm-hmm. for student recitals, mm-hmm. it'll be...
So you got what you wanted?
Yeah, exactly.
The price is what we wanted.
It's amazing. Both of those pianos.
And it looks brand new.
Wow.
It's
yeah.
beautiful. Yeah. It sounds really good. Good.
Maybe when we get through, you could go back down there and point something out for
us. Yeah, but Yamaha pianos are, I mean, they sound better the older they get. I mean, it's really...
It sounds better than the new. He played both of them
better, but that's
for us.
I wish my voice was the same way.
Anyway, that so we had, I just paid the difference. I ordered the cover, and the city's going to cover that. They're going to reimburse me for that. I did pay for it, but then they're going to reimburse me for that. So
that's super exciting.
It was actually a miracle.
It was both of those pianos were a miracle. So you know, I'm just so appreciative because I wasn't expecting it at all. Erin called me and she said, "Well, I have $3,000 for you, but it needs to go towards a new piano." And I had no idea whether we'd be able to find one. So.
Okay. Well, the upright is great because it doesn't take as much space.
Right. So I've got to get the tuner here because he gave me the name of the tuner.
Did you have it shipped? I mean, did they deliver it?
They delivered it.
For
and the first tuning is free. No, he didn't.
Wow. He didn't charge us for it. It was
great. He's the one that helped us get our last piano.
Yeah.
And
they'll tune it for free.
The first gallery in
Moran? In River. In Murray. It's in Murray. Yeah. It's Dave Disdain.
Oh.
If you know him.
He
plays a lot of bands.
He's
a.
Yeah. Older. So that was really a miracle. So,
he plays piano. He plays with the Salamanders and he plays with a bunch of different.
Okay, and the other thing is, I need to know if you all have access to Kissy to get in the building.
I do not.
Yes.
I don't know if you need it.
I don't think I need it.
Not right now. But when you do, we can get it for you.
Yeah.
And you have it. And you have it. And you have it. They want us to be using that rather than
some permissions are missing.
So I haven't.
What? Because I have permissions missing.
You've started your youth productions, right?
Yeah, but every time I get here, someone's already here on the doors.
So you don't have to unlock it?
/ I have a heart.
For yours?
Yeah, this is what it says for me.
Okay. If you don't have it, I need you to write down your name and your email address so that I can give it to her tomorrow. Because I know you're, but then I won't forget by the time I get home.
So well, when I clicked on fix this, it takes me into my personal settings on my phone.
Go and see what it says.
Location might be necessary.
So do you have your location settings off? No.
So it's always allow. Yeah.
Always allow precise location. So click settings.
Settings. Location.
While
so
using.
That's why they want it as always.
Do always allow and then try it.
That's okay.
There you go.
Okay. Now I guess I'm good.
But
did it unlock?
I heard a click.
I think it locked. Okay,
it worked. That too.
Okay, I'm in.
Oh my goodness.
I just locked and unlocked the door.
Oh, good. So. Well, please use your phones rather than your keys.
Okay.
Because they're going to make me take.
Will it stay unlocked?
Back,
if you click unlock, will it stay unlocked or does it time out?
No, it does not. I just talked to her about that today. It doesn't stay unlocked.
And we can't prop the door open.
Yeah, we don't want you to prop the door open anymore because it's causing the air conditioner to run constantly. So if you're going to prop the door open, you just need to put a small rock in it. So it's just barely got a crack rather than everybody's been leaving that
crack. I think there's a better way to do that.
We've been doing the Velcro straps.
Yeah, they use Velcro straps when they... And the art teacher uses an Allen wrench to keep it on.
I know, but she should do that.
I use duct tape.
That's hard to get off.
I've been saying that.
The Velcro is the best.
What's the Velcro?
You literally wrap it around the bar and hold the push thing down.
My chest can't lift the hours I'm there.
Just two straps.
Because otherwise,
she does it down on the base.
Even when they're off.
a license with kids, it gets bumped, it gets bumped, and then it's disclosed, or then you still have
to... Actually, I told them that you had to have a key because you have to come in. So you can unlock it for the hour you're there and then just relock it when you leave.
That's what they're doing.
Rather than tape it.
Oh, that's what we've been doing. We finally figured that out.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. That tape was
just make sure. Just make sure that.
Yeah, I have to unlock. All
yeah, we lock it. We lock it every time.
I usually and then I unlock all the doors
and leave them so they can.
And then I relock everything.
Right. And I don't usually have to unlock it because it's always unlocked.
Well,
we only use this door.
We've had on both art camp. They've been different teachers.
Right.
Every day. I think that's been the problem. But
well, and they finish at the same time as us, so I never lock it because they're still here.
And so yesterday day before it got unlocked.
This front one or all of them or
this side one.
Right here. Yeah, we don't use that. We only use the front door. I haven't been locking it because they're still here when we leave. So
you won't need Kissy because you're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
Like forever?
No, just for.
She's like,
When is your performance?
The 26th and 27th of July. That's on the calendar.
It's really coming up soon. Yeah.
At what time?
26th
at 4:00 and 7:00.
Both days? Friday and Saturday.
But we have two casts. So, depending on who you want to see, let me know, and I can tell you.
Yeah, okay. Right. One of my students is in it.
Who?
Wait, is this your report?
Is not a report yet.
David?
We kind of got off track.
Okay. Which podcast is he in?
I'll tell you.
Okay, you guys, we talked about the art show already.
Chad? Are you familiar with High School Musical? He's the best friend of the main guy. So.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
Hold on just a minute, Tulsa, can you? Okay. So,
art show?
Yeah, the art show. I think we got that handled. The parade, Ellen is still going to do the parade with her family, right? So they're just going to carry the banner. I'm really sad to lose Ellen. I was hoping she was coming tonight, so I wanted to give her a little gift, but... She's moved yesterday.
Oh,
so, so we still have on the agenda to clean that back. This back room.
May I ask you a question? Go back to the parade. Who's handing out the flyers?
Ellen and her family.
Oh, they are. They're doing both.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, they're carrying the banner, and then some of them will hand out like they've done.
And we'll probably have people. I mean, we are registered to be in the parade, and we'll be right behind Ellen.
Yeah.
Or she'll be right in front of us.
Yeah.
But we usually have a few people who can watch.
She has the flyers. I gave it to her.
You have the flyers?
Yeah. I haven't run them off yet, but I.
Okay.
I have.
Did it include? I don't think I got my stuff to you.
Too late.
I don't think I did either.
I don't know what I did.
I didn't bring it.
Too late. She sent out the text.
Yeah.
She said bring it.
When was that?
Did you send the text for?
I don't know either.
Hey, you went over the deals, Jennifer.
Yeah.
She's doing great.
Yeah. So, cleaning the back room. We need to get that scheduled because I need to get that cleaned out. Because we're going to bring the black boxes upstairs and put them in this room so that Kathy can put her music.
Oh, the black boxes?
Yes, so that Kathy can put her music in our closet.
So we'll invert them for that purpose and then this?
No. We're bringing those upstairs.
And inverted to you up here. No.
She's going to bring.
I have four file cabinets
put downstairs in there.
Oh.
They have to be. Yeah, we want that
lock.
We want that lock.
Filing cabinets ready too to put for my musical.
Yeah, let's get the cleaning done and see how much space we got. Yeah.
You want to go down this room?
Uh huh.
Will the filing cabinets go in here?
In here.
In here.
John Pugh's stuff still in here.
Okay.
No, the filing cabinets are going in that closet downstairs.
Oh, yeah, the filing cabinets are going ahead. The black closet.
The black boxes are coming up here.
Got it.
What is the black?
So can I just
they used to be like
to, yes. like, why are they not locked up? I mean, I know music is valuable, but I'm also if worried about them being...
The black boxes? Black boxes
you can take them off. Them.
Well, not take them or damage them. They're just, like, I made them.
Are they...
No, I don't
what are the black boxes? Boxes?
Well, they're like really nice. Or?
No, they're just, like they're props risers. And... Like
risers.
Risers.
Props yeah. and stuff you for
can,
the show.
You can definitely take them.
I mean, I have to figure out my room at home. I don't know. So I'm just saying, I would rather not.
Is there another room in there? And lock them in?
My cousin.
Is there room in this room to put them and lock them in there?
Yeah, why does he get a whole room?
It's not. It's full.
Is there extra
stuff in there that we could get rid of?
He's it's all of his.
He's paying for
yeah. his instruments.
Like a lot. The timpani takes up a lot of space, but I don't know what else.
Yeah.
Music, just music stands in there too, or are they in this one?
No, they're in this one, but we want to leave those out because Carrie Lynn uses them and you use them, right?
Like one or two.
Well, I only use one.
We only use one.
But. Oh, I forgot to bring that one. I was going to give you that one that was Woody's, so you can have that.
That would be great, and we can just put downstairs. Just
yeah.
Like
yeah.
So what are you cleaning out of here? Because I don't feel like there's a lot of stuff you can move.
There is a lot of junk in there that
this
just needs to go.
Which are we cleaning out?
Oh, this one.
This one right there.
But it's like, what are you going to move? Because there's like tables and chairs.
I know. I'm going to move the chairs downstairs, the white chairs.
Because we don't use them up here anymore.
We don't use them up here. I'm going to put them under the stairs.
Oh, what a great idea.
She lays awake.
I was worried she was going to put them in the laundry.
No, she lays awake. She lays awake if I think you're going to
put them right in your space.
That's so smart of you.
Yeah.
And the chairs are all used downstairs mostly.
Yeah. I don't know who bought those and why, because we just don't need them.
Yeah, it was Kurt and one other.
I thought they bought them because John was, like, threatening to take those ones.
That is when that happened. But,
you know, they aren't great chairs for
a lot of space.
For what we use.
They're big.
They're much more comfortable than those black ones.
Yeah, they're
are they?
They're so much more comfortable.
They'd be great for classes. Sitting in classes. Like, downstairs.
The ones that are down there, we really like because they're old and we can just wipe them off.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids are hard on them.
That makes sense.
But this summer we had so much going on, Jordana. Poor Jordana.
Yep.
we've had all those summer camps. We've had. It's been a good thing, and they've been really full. All of them have been full. But it's being used, you know, every day for those.
Are you sure? It's so quiet.
Yeah. And tomorrow we've got a problem because it's the senior citizen lunch and I can't kick them out. So poor Jordana's up a creek.
She's what?
You're up a creek.
I don't even know what that means.
No, it means you're out of luck. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go over the car?
I guess so.
I'm so sorry. The quilt guild has canceled Friday. Jordana, this quilt guild has canceled.
I just think if we move the dates, like...
Oh, they're not going to be in this Friday.
No,
people are
Carol's out of commission and Elaine's bronchitis.
Oh, yeah, so on the calendar.
I know, that's okay. They're going to call everybody.
Okay. So I can post.
Yeah,
it's online, but it's canceled.
So when could we do the back room?
How long is it going to take?
It's
you want it done before or after the swing?
I want it done before the fling.
Before the fling.
Yeah, because I have to move the plastic chairs over there.
I don't, would it take that long if we all just...
Yeah, it would take very long.
An hour after in reality.
But I need someone with a truck, and Annie had said her husband would bring a truck and do it. But
what if we do the stuff that
doesn't need a truck? Like, we could take the chairs down there now.
What's the truck for?
To go to the dumps. We need somebody to go to the dumps.
I can take some stuff to the dump.
You can?
I have trailers, enclosed trailers.
Okay.
And if you really got your jam, I know somebody you could do it.
I have to get him a new key for his door.
So that's what I'm working on.
Huh?
The television.
The television's got to stay in there so people can use it. But I think there's just stuff in there. Just stuff.
So here's the thing. I'm meeting someone to play pickleball at 7, but we could come back after, if you were doing it tonight, to get dump stuff.
Oh.
Or another day.
Which you mean talking today?
Yeah, they're talking about doing it right today after this meeting.
Oh, they are?
Because we're here.
Come back here, you two.
Okay. You were getting carried away.
You're getting carried away. You're not talking about doing it right now, tonight.
There's no way we can do that without a truck and a bunch of people. Because everything moves, it's heavy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So what about Saturday morning?
So I think we need to do it on the Saturday morning.
This Saturday, the 13th? Or
how about the 20th Saturday? Is that too close to the other holiday?
No, it's fine with me. Is the 20th a good day for anybody?
Yeah, I'm wide open on that thing.
We could be available on the 20th, but not.
Oh, wait. 20th, July
20th? Kathy's going to.
Yeah, I have two enclosed trailers that I can pull with my Durango.
Okay.
People.
I'll be out of town, but I'd be happy to carry down chairs today.
Okay.
I will also be
cleaning on the 20th.
You will.
What time do we think on the 20th?
You tell me. I just need to look at the. You want to look at the calendar? Can you look at the calendar real quick and see?
I probably can look.
Or I can look when I get home.
Should we? Oh, I see what you're saying.
This building.
That's the Wi-Fi.
I don't think if we came in the morning.
Saturday morning?
Look at the calendar and see.
I think if we came early, there wouldn't be anybody in here yet.
Depends on what the activity is. Can I get it on my phone?
You might be able to.
Yeah, try that.
Wait, what are you finding on your phone?
The city calendar to see
who's if this is booked on Saturday the 20th.
It is?
No, she's the problem. Telling Jordana. You think it is?
It's always
your are you using it? Or?
No.
I guess it's more just the time.
Were you able to get the time to reserve for next year?
Yeah, I've got that. That's my next agenda. Yeah.
This keeps changing every time. I'm looking for a building.
Notes for the recording, everyone is looking up the building reservations on their phone.
Why does it suddenly get quiet?
Okay, while you're doing that, I worked with Shelley, and I came up with a list of everything that needed to go in the calendar, and I think we've got it in correctly, but I'm going to pass this around, and would you look to make sure that your stuff is where it's supposed to be?
You don't have anything on here?
Okay. Okay, there's nobody in A1.
Does A1 mean upstairs?
Oh, and while I'm thinking about it too, that they are going to start scheduling the downstairs rooms. That's why I'm really adamant that we get our stuff in there.
Okay, thank you. And nobody in the downstairs rooms are available too. So
I tried to
on the calendar for community.
For what?
Since nothing is reserved, maybe we can get on the calendar to reserve it for cleaning.
That's what she's doing.
No.
She's talking about next Saturday.
Oh, the 20th. Nothing's in there on the 20th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At least not the downstairs or the upstairs rooms.
Okay. I'll put it in tomorrow. Do you think 2 hours? 9 till 11? Probably.
Yeah, I'll be out of town, so I shouldn't have been. Okay.
I bet we can do it in 1 hour.
Okay.
You think so? Okay. If we have the bodies.
I will also be out of town.
Okay.
I'm actually scared to carry myself. So.
So who are the ones that will be here? You two?
Me and my husband.
Okay. I'll be here, but I'm not going to help.
I'm not, and we're not good lifters either, but I'll bring my 14-year-old.
Well, I just said, what about me?
Okay.
So. We might need, could we get the youth council to come help us?
I can try.
We'll listen.
If we could get 4 or 5 kids, we could probably get it done in 10 minutes.
Seriously?
So glad.
When could you possibly take the black boxes, do you think, so Kathy can get her?
Oh, well, let's just put them up here for now. I have to talk to my husband before I sign up our our house.
All right.
We'll just put them up here for now.
So we are here until 7:30. They come at 7:30. I'm just going to change.
Change that? Okay.
Yeah. We finish at 7, but then I have to have 30 minutes for re-cleaning up. And
nobody will schedule in that.
I know. I just want to have it on there, right?
Okay.
And I put Highland, because we are really, that's really our name, is Highland Coral Arts.
Okay.
So.
What did she put?
It's just says Coral Arts. Arts.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to change to this. 3. So it's the same time frame. It's just an hour later. So it's 3 to 7 instead of 2.
Okay.
Actually half an hour less.
Okay.
3 to 7:30. Okay.
Right.
And you're 7:30.
And we come 7:30
to
10.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
She's doing some cleanup, and we're doing some setup in that
in
the meantime. Yeah.
But I'm usually the
volunteer art.
Yeah.
Have a school art club.
We're not there at 6:30, but we're still.
Huh?
We're not there at 6:30.
The parents are still picking up.
I see. Well, we go from 4 to 5:15.
That's not you.
That's
I know. That's not you. That's Kelly. You're down. Oh. You're downstairs, which is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, right there. Can I look at that one more time? Because I forgot to put downstairs. It's the same time.
I put you in for downstairs.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
So I don't need to put it upstairs, downstairs.
No, I put you in for downstairs, and I put.
I'm just going to change the time.
Oh, he takes both.
Yeah. Yeah, he divides up sometimes in his
sectionals.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did get a donation from John.
Good.
He promised?
A donation separate from his fee, or
he wanted to give me half now and half in January. I said that's fine.
Okay, this is up to
the same level.
Yeah.
Okay, that just sounds nice to him.
Yeah. That's the word in there.
Okay.
And then this one is just a list of all of our events. I think you've seen this before, but would you look at it and see if I got everything in there?
It doesn't have the plays on there.
It doesn't have the play on there. That's okay.
It doesn't.
It looks like it starts in August anyway. Well, actually. Oh, down here.
Youth theater workshop.
Wait, this is for this year.
That's for, yeah. Yeah. I want one of those too. Actually,
it's competing. Now we're at 2.5.
I know.
I cannot believe this. I have to take a picture.
You've got used to being around women that are over 50.
That's a really cookie.
Yeah.
Actually,
it's an age thing.
It's an age
more attractive than chocolate.
Yeah.
Cookies are my favorite, but I just
love those too.
Yeah.
It sounds so sweet.
Okay, so I think I've covered everything. If I remember anything as we go around, I'll slip in. But I think that's.
Do try to get the youth council to help us if they will, because I don't know that we'll be able to carry a lot of those things.
Okay.
It might be difficult to get the youth council because then next week they're using them every single day for the thing.
Or maybe we could just get a couple of them. Here.
Not next week.
The week after you move stuff.
Oh.
For what? Do what?
And they start using them for the fling a lot.
It's okay. Warm up.
She already has. She knows. She says she's already scheduled two for each night.
She's just saying it might be hard to get them to help us move because they're already busy.
They're committed so much during the fling. It might be hard to get them to also come.
Yeah.
But they might, maybe not because it's summer. Maybe they just don't have
You want to check them? I'll call Annie too, because she did say her and her husband would come. Yeah. Okay, so Dana, tell us about your cute youth theater. They're so darling.
So cute.
So how many do you have?
Kids?
Yeah, 50.
Wow. That's 50 kids.
How fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. They're so cute. Katie what?
Gerber.
She was in last year. She's not in this year. But yeah, that's going good. We're performing at American Fork Junior High at a big auditorium, so
wow. We're
not going to be able to fill it, but everyone bring people, because...
But I have grandkids in town.
I want them to at least... It seats 900, and so there's no way we'll fill even, half of that.
American Fork Junior High, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great stage, though.
But yeah, it's awesome. Kids, we're going to... It's going to be awesome. So.
Okay, so
do you have people to sell tickets, or what are you going to do?
I think we're going to set up a... Last year, we did, a little QR code that people could scan on their phones and just, order tickets, and... I think we'll show it. Google spreadsheet.
So did Jana work?
So they scan a QR code and then fill out a Google form, and then it goes to me to the Google spreadsheet, and then I can
So where do they scan the QR code?
I haven't had it made yet, but it's going to be on. So I had some of the kids ask if they could make a flyer.
I don't care.
Is that going to be? I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is, but that's just the flyer that they'll hand out to their family and stuff. So if I can send you the QR code to also add to this.
To add to that?
Well, not this, but whatever, the
On
the website?
The website, or wherever you have this.
So I need to use that on the website, the QR code on the website.
Yeah. If you could. But it's not made yet, so I'll send it to you when it's ready.
So she needs to make a flyer that includes the QR code and send that to me.
I'm just having to make my flyer.
I'll make the QR code, and then you'll put the QR code on the flyer, and then you'll post the flyer with the QR code that I made.
Yes.
Bonus flyers for the students and families.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm going to text my QR code guy and make sure that's
the So he's making a QR code for you, and it's gonna make it so that they can buy their tickets that way?
Through the QR code.
Is that right?
Yes.
And so how are they doing that? Can you explain that to me?
Ours has a QR code that sends it to our website where they get the tickets.
So we're not that fancy, though.
I know, that's why I'm wondering.
So on Google Forms, you can do a Google form, and they can, make a QR code that takes you to that.
Who's the things? Yeah, but then I'm saying,
people that are more techie than me.
Pay you for the ticket.
At the bottom, it says, name, which performance, how many tickets do you want, and then it has my Venmo at the bottom.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
And then I don't, I send out, a confirmation email once I receive the
QR code. And then there's sometimes the QR code from the website. It's going to send this to the Google form.
Yes, and then they'll fill that out, and then
don't
it'll go to
the
But they don't show the proof on the email. I just have it, when I send the email, I mark, and then we have a list, and they just tell us to.
That's great. I love it.
That's how we've done it.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was, I know we really want to do an adult play, but I don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah, there's not room on the calendar.
There's no
to do
time
a
for you to have
an adult play in the fall.
Because every night is already all booked. Mm-hmm. Is that way?
And I'll say...
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, for regular stuff, not
for an adult play.
Yeah.
So Monday night is watercolor.
Yeah, there's
so
no
I'm
way.
Really sad about it, but I don't know what...
I'm not sure.
I do.
Answer.
I know.
This night is the bell choir. It's been so long since you've
on that paper.
How long does the bell choir, what's their rehearsal?
7 to 9.
And
what's
the Monday? Watercolor Michelle.
So the only night that's open is a Friday. But this building's not being used?
Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I thought there was something on Friday.
Okay, I'm stuck to schedule permanently.
Yeah.
I'll be off here and there, but...
Why couldn't... What's her name do Friday then?
What's her name?
Where's the theater teacher lady?
Oh,
I didn't talk to you about that either. What, the one we met with?
Yeah, because when we were talking about that, we were like, there's no day except for Saturday.
I don't know what that is.
Like, I just thought that something was
she wants to come in on Saturdays. Okay, so this gal called me, and she wants to, maybe you can explain what she
wants.
Does.
She just wants to teach little classes to help kids learn
theater.
Kind of how to do theater.
Her name is what? Kimberly...
I'm terrible with names.
I know, I am too. I didn't write it down.
Like she gave me a card.
Anyway, she's moved
she's from California.
California. She's done this in California for several years. And it's smaller kids, younger kids.
So acting lessons?
Yes. Yeah.
But she's pretty much going to have to get in line because clearly there's priorities.
Well, and
here.
This is the, I know, and this is the other thing is that I feel
no, not
like
that I'm a priority. I'm just saying
you are a priority. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but
I feel like if she's going to come on board, she needs to work under you because you're our theater person.
I feel that way too.
You're like, she's like,
it's all about common responsibility. Just kidding. I think that's fine, but again,
I
there's
mean,
no time.
I know. And she sounded like she her parents live in California. She has to fly there a lot because they're
yeah,
not
she
well.
Was like, Saturdays won't work for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
actually, it's open for us, right?
It's open. But now she said she would, but then there'd be some Saturdays she'd be gone, and I don't know.
Well, and also, you have so many recitals in here on Saturdays.
So this is in the morning early, though.
Oh, early. Okay. Because I know they do, like, noonish.
Yeah. No, this is in the morning. Morning.
Space.
9 till 11, I think she said.
Yeah. So who do we need to petition to for more space?
That's not going
to
happen
to build a building.
Because there isn't any. There is no
What do you mean by more space? In?
Well, I mean...
A new building
add-on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm open to brainstorming. I mean, there's plenty of space. Places.
Like where?
Where are they storing the stuff that's going in this garage right now?
I don't know.
Library stuff. Where are they storing?
What's that?
Is that?
No, no. Aren't they building a shop for, like, the lawnmowers and stuff?
Yeah.
They
public work.
Where are those
Park
now?
Maintenance Bounty.
They need more than what they've got.
There's a different... parked maintenance building, but there's not enough room, and things are parked outside all winter and stuff.
All I'm saying is that it seems like things that they think are important, they find space for.
That's true.
But we're not important.
Yeah. And clearly we're not important, so...
Well, we can
tell
you
about
it.
Yeah.
We've been on
many years with this building as a community.
We've fought City Hall trying to get
more space.
Another building.
What about a portable?
It depends on the person heading whatever they're heading.
Hmm. There just isn't. I wish we had.
There's land. We need. I mean, they have that piece of land.
Yeah.
If you can get a donor.
And we need a donor because the city wants.
But have
pay
we
for
tried
it.
To get it? Like, what does that look like? How do you? What does that educate me?
Where is the land?
We had a donor.
Is that lot where they did sell the trees?
Oh.
And it's
we had a donor right before COVID. Who was
going
to? And then after COVID, he didn't want to do it anymore.
But why just one donor? Couldn't we like pool donors?
You want to be in charge of that?
I'm just saying, if there's already a piece of land.
We've tried to do it many times over the years. Mm-hmm. It's a huge. I mean, you're talking about having someone that knows something about. About pulling off a multi-million-dollar building project and hiring engineers and building funds.
And you have to bring it
together.
What is the feasibility? You have to do a feasibility before you.
I know Alpine tried to do it, and they even had all their money, and they still couldn't get it pulled off because it's. I mean, you could do it if you had millions of dollars of donors and someone that could head it up and the city that would be willing to work with you. But it, even then, it's tricky. It's difficult to pull it off.
Yeah.
I know someone that would be interested in working, that's interested in the idea, and that's Wesley Warren.
To head it up or financially?
Not to head it up, but to be like
supportive.
Supportive, yes.
A donor supportive? Or
no, a worker supportive.
Okay. But still,
but
it's
that's
a matter
what has never been done.
Yeah. So, and I'm not saying it's not for lack of trying.
No, I think there's a lot of people that would like to see it done, but it's very complicated.
Yeah.
Just takes a loud voice.
Yeah. Honestly, we've just
pretty loud.
We've done that so many. I know, but
I was thinking about that. Didn't you speak at that Freedom? You had won the essay contest that one.
Probably.
I still remember that. That was a pretty good voice.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I would be happy not necessarily to like head it up, but like I just don't know like what it like. Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is.
And but where do you start with that? Like, do you take it to the city council? Do you take it to... Also, what land are you talking about? The trees?
Yeah, you know where they have that...
Hair tree sale.
Arbor Day sale.
They did a feasibility study a couple years ago.
I feel like things are changing in Helena.
Is this the library?
Yeah.
That's the library. Okay.
Yeah. But that
everything was...
So, my book was... Yeah, so... This is... This is the police department, and the library would be up here, and it's in that empty lot there.
Wait, where's the splash pad?
Oh, up here.
Okay.
So, like, this is where the police would come out of their gate.
I think we needed something like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, we did a feasibility study.
The library is literally right here.
Yeah,
right
up here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has two stages. The first stage is like a cultural hall with meeting rooms or practice rooms. And then the second stage would be a fixed seating stage with a...
So what is the study? What does that mean?
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So during COVID, so ever since I've been director, I've wanted to build a new building. And during COVID, there was a guy who said, was giving feasibility studies at a discount because of ARPA money. And so we did the feasibility study. But it ended out being for community center rather than for library.
The community center is something they did like that. They did it in conjunction with Provo City.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a picture.
What's your name, honey, that's headed that up.
So this was something that was all...
So we paid them. We paid them money and they like looked at the ground. Could it support that kind of structure? Could we fit that much parking? You know, would it work to build a building? What kind of building could we build on that space? Would it work?
I'm not even talking about this big. This is massive. I just say it.
But this just all got put aside because the guy that was...
But so we did a part of the feasibility study was a community survey saying, okay, if we propose this kind of thing, would you support it? And it was like, no.
Really? No. I remember filling out a survey.
I'm sorry. I don't know how you add that to your notes. They were not supportive at all. They said, no.
Who's they? Just the community?
Like the community, the results of the survey.
They were saying that. Yeah, they sent out
a survey. Was
that the survey?
So you're telling people listen to the surveys so the speed bumps will go away?
Anyway, so the survey did not show community support for this project.
That was 4 years
ago.
And
so then it got tabled. But it has been several years. And,
is it only 4 years ago?
Probably. Yeah. It was before COVID, wasn't it?
It was during COVID.
It was during COVID.
I feel like nobody
supported
anything during COVID.
And there were, before you were even here, there were two or three committees I was on that tried to...
Dixon has always wanted to build it there.
He was
on my arts council.
We even went up and looked at the Springville one, what they had done in there.
I love the Springville one.
Uh-huh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, so we've done an initial study. Yeah. It just needs someone with enough energy and fire to get it going.
And the passion.
I think passion. Yes.
There are people, like, I have a friend that's what he does professionally, is help cities and donors figure out how to come together to get theaters built. It's the guy that helped George Long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he does professionally.
When Orem,
like the Kennys.
Orem Library added a theater, within the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And what they did is they hired a professional fundraiser.
And he helped them. That's my friend that helped them, too.
Oh, yeah, in Orem?
I just feel like if we pooled resources, like, maybe we could open the discussion again.
Well, we could, but we don't have the money. do it. Well, or the city is not going to give us the money to do it. So
the Orem, the director of Orem said that their fundraiser was that the man they hired charged about $30,000 or $40,000.
And I think that you would have to do that first.
But what about Kaylin's guy? Could we hire him on to help?
Who's going to pay him?
Yeah, that's so
I can fundraise.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. They typically take a percentage, but someone like that is the kind of person that you need to.
You do.
It's key because we don't know how to do that.
But I don't have time to. I don't have time to do it. Somebody would have to take it on. That's all.
Smith.
See, I feel like I have the fire and the desire to do it, but I don't have the know-how. So I'm saying,
this guy that he's talking about, the percentage he would pay would be in the tens of thousands of dollars.
Probably.
That's his fee.
Anyway. We need that Smith guy that, you know, the CEO of it.
Oh, that did the...
He's revitalizing Salt Lake.
Yeah,
Scott Smith, who's paying for the
And he's so young. I go, where'd you get all that money?
I'm saying people have money, and it's just a matter of...
There's some pretty deep pockets in Highland and Alpine, but it's just somebody has got to do it, because I can't do it.
Yeah, you just need a cheerleader.
So, if you hire the guy here, this is what I'm saying. I just think it's a discussion that could be had, right? If you hire your guy, does he get paid after the project? Like, if it's a percentage, what is that?
You should ask Jordan Long how that worked, how they did it.
For his theater?
Because that's what helped him too.
Yeah,
but he also helped the. He did. He worked on the Orem theater.
Is Jordan Long the one that worked, did the.
We had
theater
here for a while.
He was there.
Yeah.
I replaced him, so how would that conversation go?
I mean, I can ask him. It has to be a city. It ends up being a city.
It's got to be. We got to make it look good
city,
for the city.
Yeah, you have to put all your ducks in a row before you ever go to the city.
I just don't know.
Well, if the city was interested in doing something like that, then they would.
It would have to be advantageous for them
to talk to him.
Yeah.
And I have brought it up multiple times. So
it just needs to be brought up one more time.
Yeah.
To who?
The right.
Well, you can't just bring it up. You've got to have your plan in complete order first.
City Council.
This is where the money's going to come from. This is how much we have to raise. This is
how it would work.
So before you ever go, you can't
City Council.
Yeah.
Ask them questions.
Yeah, you can't just walk into the city and say, we want to build a building.
Yes.
They're going to go, well.
No, I recognize that. Tell them to talk to this guy, Jordan.
That'd be a first step, at least.
Yeah.
So how did you do it?
Call my friend and ask him about what is going to help cities. He helps the Sarah and the library and the city and the donors and everybody come together to be able to.
Well, Carrie Ann, why don't you send her?
I will.
The
timing is actually fairly good to do it soon because the bond for the city offices will be paid off in 2022.
Well, they've already opened their minds about doing some kind of theater. I think it's for amphitheater.
Yeah.
I know he also worked on.
Yeah, but that amphitheater was going to be, $40,000. This one was $10 million.
Oh, yeah.
And that was 4 years ago.
Maybe just something in between.
So it's probably $20 million now.
Yeah.
But I don't want something like we could do something smaller.
Yeah.
But we need something bigger.
Have you
or something that can
yeah,
be
we don't
expanded.
Smaller,
you know,
the
same
well, well, not smaller than,
yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want a Hale. Like, I don't necessarily think we need a Hale
theater. No, you don't need Hale theater, but you.
But we need a real full theater.
Yeah.
A full stage.
And,
full
well, and it's got to have classrooms for the art classes. It's got to have.
Yeah, but
you
started with the theater and then
theater?
You expanded it.
The library theater.
Oh, okay. Have
you go take a little tour. Call and schedule it and have them give you a tour of their backstage and all of that because it really is. It even still would be too small, but it's a really
the theater in the Orem Library.
Mm-hmm. You should all go look at it. Have you done it?
I have.
Okay.
The Orem Library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that the one that
I love that relationship that they do
yeah.
the tour
yeah.
and the library
yeah.
and the
yeah.
theater and the classrooms. It's
yeah.
really cool.
So I guess that's the. So have you been to the Pleasant Grove,
yes,
like where the PG players perform? That super tiny theater in the library.
Wait, where are you talking
in
about?
Pleasant Grove. In Pleasant Grove, they have like a tiny players perform in that tiny, tiny room. So I was thinking just like a theater like that, but if we're talking about a whole arts building, then that's different.
It has to be a whole art building, because we would probably lose this if we did that.
But how would we lose this?
Yeah. Because the city, I think the city would start using it again.
For city offices?
Really? But no, I don't think they'd use it for city offices. Well, that or...
Storage. That's what everybody in the city wants, is storage.
Yeah. Ooh. I think they would, they were going to take the basement, remember?
Yeah, that's right. They were.
I mean, we'll give it to them as storage if we get a new building.
They can have a whole building.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you right now that their answer would be that we would be great. Bring us a plan and you do the fundraising. Show us the money.
How good of a friend is he? If I said, Carrie, name me your number.
Oh, he's a really good friend.
Okay.
He's like my
yeah.
You could call him.
Okay. Is he nice?
He's really nice.
Actually, I don't meet people all the time, so
very good at what he does, so he could answer your questions quickly.
Great.
But we would need something from the bigger side.
We're not trying to shoot you down by any means.
I get it. I get that it's a big, big undertaking that you have tried in the past.
You're just trying to see what animal you
are. Do you want me to send you these pictures?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we would love it.
Is that on a website, though? It looks like can I just look up the website?
I can show you how to get there. It's Shuma. If you go to, there's a couple of steps, though.
Can send the link.
We're going to move on, and then you can talk about this after again if you need to. Okay, Kathy, what do you have?
Just hopefully getting ready for the parade. That's all we've got going on right now.
Okay.
My issue is I'm trying not to be in charge. I'm trying to get one of my people from the choir to be in charge, and they're having a hard time. And the person, but I don't know if we got good sound recordings from our concert. And the person who I need to ask his son is having cancer. So. His son has cancer.
Oh, I need
at the concert. Well, I tried to have a special recording session here in the room at our last practice. And it was so frustrating because Kathy wouldn't stop cutting us off in the middle of the song.
She wouldn't go up with her.
So it was extremely frustrating. So then I'm like, well, I hope we can get a good recording at our concert because she's not going to stop us. I mean, she might. She has, but.
Did you bring someone in to do that?
Yeah.
Special? Okay. So you're hoping it won't.
Right.
I'm for a parade. It should be.
Hi, John.
Yeah. And I'm just having a hard time getting it from him because he's dealing with his son just now having surgery for had a tumor.
How are you?
He lives behind his eye and he's got cancer in his brain. And
okay, you guys all know John Pugh, right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. I'm here for the meeting, but I hear somebody's going to return some professional equipment.
Well, can you get in there?
Yeah.
I have requested another key for you.
Okay.
Oh, did you find them?
Well, no, this was the other set.
Okay. Okay.
So, Kathy,
that's all I have going.
Okay. What's happening in August with the choir? You started practicing?
Yes, we are starting our practices. We're having auditions on the 13th of August.
Okay, of August.
And our first practice on the 20th.
Okay, auditions. Okay.
So, Tuesday, August 13th.
August 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And practices begin
August 20th. August 20th.
August 20th. Okay.
Just my little
hand. I'll need to get that into the newsletter as well.
Yes.
So that we saw the next time around.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. John, do you have anything you want to share with us?
You got here just in time.
Oh, yeah.
Have a cookie, John. We're trying to get rid of them.
Well, somebody left a half for me.
There you go.
We just finally published our schedule for the coming season, so we have all of our dates.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that.
I don't know.
You got that?
This is John Pugh for TSO Orchestra. This is Donna.
The orchestra?
Yeah.
Glad to meet you.
I'm
the librarian. I just come to these for fun.
Let's go around and tell him who you are.
I'm Donna Carden. I'm the librarian.
Yeah. And then
Kelly Gummo.
Yeah, way back.
I've been on for
you know.
Very little part, how are you?
Good.
Oh, we're almost out of battery.
I'm going to be handled by the Young Arts Council. She teaches one of the kids' art classes
on Monday afternoons late.
And she does everything. She does all of our graphics and stuff. She's really good at it.
So when we had to get your poster, we had to jump through some hoops, so we got it. So
what hoop do you have?
Sarah called Keiki.
And I'm Kathy Brooksby. I'm the planning for our arts. And I also do the social media for Arts Council.
So you're representing Kathy. Were you even with the...
I'm the treasurer for Highland Coral Arts.
Yeah.
I think my very first season, I didn't sing with them the first spring, but I sang with you when we did our December.
Yeah, the glory.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
I love that.
So.
Anyway, we were just going around telling what work was coming up, and Jordana reopened the discussion.
Yeah, she wants to build a building.
Well, I just find it, I just, scheduling this building has become increasingly more frustrating for me. So I'm like, well,
you need more space in a new building.
Mm-hmm. Because she would like to do a fall play, but there's just
no room.
Because we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday all booked.
You guys are on Thursday?
Yeah.
And Wednesday.
Can you perform at another, like a school?
We perform at schools, but
Yes, I'm very familiar with how expensive it is.
Yeah, I know, I think we all are.
Yeah.
Did I send you? I sent you the insurance. Okay.
I would like to share something with this. Okay. Johnny, you and I were talking about grants.
Uh-huh.
We applied for a whole bunch of grants, and some of them are very time-consuming. And Sarah found this grant from the Larry H. Miller Family Foundation. It's a one-page. We filled it out in less than an hour. We asked for $10,000. We didn't get it, but we got $2,500. And it was, some of these grants take dozens of hours to fill out and all that stuff. And that one was so simple, $2,500, it's still $2,500.
So Larry H. Miller.
Sweet. Yeah.
So anyway, that's something that, others of you ought to try.
Can you send a link to that info to her?
Sure.
Well, she wrote it down.
That's okay.
That'd be good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, where were we?
Donna.
Okay, well, we are also involved with the Highland Fling.
You're doing what, Donna?
We're also going to be involved with the Highland Fling. We'll have our children's night on Wednesday of the Fling. And then Fling Day, we'll have our book sale out in front of the building again.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
You're talking Saturday the 2nd or whatever that date is.
The 3rd. August 3rd. So it'll open up just at the end of the parade, and we'll probably shut down about 5, because that's when their entertainment really gets going. So
you do well on that book. Where are your books now that they...
Well, they moved our storage unit with all the books inside. Yeah. So they just picked it up and moved it.
Do they know where it is?
It was this morning. It was amazing. I have a video of it if anyone wants to see afterwards. They just picked it up and moved it. But it does mean that the day of, we will have to
cart
all the books
back over. Where is it now, then?
It's just around the... So there's the new park, and the road between the park and the school. If you go up that road a little bit further, it's there.
Okay.
It's by one of their wells.
Okay.
Pump houses or whatever.
Good.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly?
I'm just a worker bee. I will be moving chairs.
I don't know. No, wait, it will.
Here's our chairs. I'm going to move
chairs. Kelly's husband is also our treasurer.
Right.
I heard move. That's all I heard.
Yeah. I'm not moving. I'm just moving things.
Okay. Yeah. So tell Glenn that I will get him all the bank statements that I'm behind. I don't know. I'll just get him the whole from January till now because I'm not sure.
Yeah, he says make sure they're labeled as to, because he got some Hobby Lobby, but he doesn't know what that went for, so just make sure
they're always for the art classes.
Okay.
But
so
I will label it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Hobby Lobby doesn't list things.
They don't list out.
Yeah.
Which is frustrating. Mm-hmm. Okay, here comes the drums.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Carrie Mann, what about you?
Okay, we did hire a pianist.
Yay. Oh, yay!
For next season, that I'm really excited about.
You need a drum roll.
Right? His name is David Wetton. Do you know the Wettons? That
sounds so familiar.
David, anyway, he's very good, and we auditioned 5 different pianists.
Wait, what about Lauren?
Lauren can't do it anymore. She retired. I know, end of an era. She's still going to actually be the president of my board, which we're working on that. So rehearsals start for us in September, the first Tuesday in September. It's September. September 3rd. And we have our concerts scheduled for next season. For December 7th and May 3rd. So,
I do. We have ours. That is ours. May 10th. Is that what that says? And December 14th. Our Christmas concert is December 14th.
Yeah, I don't need that information right now.
But thank Carrie Lynn needs to know that our Christmas concert is the 14th.
Or
that's only at Timberline.
So that's pretty much it for me. We're still on break. We're still doing registrations during this time. And right now we're finishing up just repertoire selection for next season and coordinating all that, getting music ordered.
You don't teach a busy time now, right?
I don't, but I do teach private. And I'm at 18 students right now. Yes.
D-Day?
It's my daughter's anniversary. That's really important. It is the
Pearl
Harbor Day, D-Day. And it was also one of my grandparents' birthday, too. Pearl Harbor Day. That's right. That's really important.
That is.
We'll be singing on that day to celebrate.
Okay.
Songs about Jesus. That's all I have. I did have a question, though. Is there any info on, just as going through this, nothing for quilting because she's not here, and anything about the website?
Quilting is going to, they're not going to have one in July or August.
Okay.
So they will have one in September.
Okay. Okay.
The third Friday.
Okay. And anything about the website? Any information about that?
My granddaughter's moving.
Where to?
St. George. They've been running emails anyway, but they changed that. I don't know. Apparently, she's having trouble because she was going to set up the calendar. Let me back up a little bit. July's calendar. I had a fungus allergy. It was blown around in the air. I didn't know what it was. I found out yesterday that was happening. And I couldn't even open my eyes probably for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a mess. I wasn't doing calendars. I wasn't doing computers. I wasn't doing phone. I wasn't doing anything. Anyway, so I got behind on getting the calendar out. And I panicked. I was sitting in the temple Tuesday morning going, July's calendar. So I finally got that out. But I cannot get it on the website. And it doesn't just wait until it's not that one. Well, that one. Yeah, but on the website site. For the website. And the website's a little, it's a hair different because I have more room. But anyway, so I apologize for it not being up on the website yet. I sent it to you for the other things today. But I apologize for that. I just couldn't even keep my eyes open. Anyway, but they changed the format for me. I can't get it to come up the way it used to, so I don't know what. I should have taken that class after all. Anyway, so I mean, I can email her. She'll just be down St. George.
Okay.
But she's graduated, no job, and she's wife paid rent. Her mother bought a house in St. George, so she's moving down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the website.
Okay.
That was the question there, right?
Okay, yep, I got it. I'll describe that right now.
Anyway, I was hoping she would, I knew she was going to be homeless at the end of July. I was hoping she would be with me for about 3 weeks. I could just corner her and say, okay, let's take care of this stuff. But she'd be gone. I do have some other questions about some things. When everybody in this room or whoever puts anything out there and talking about this building, please don't refer to it as the arts building. We're getting blowback from some members of the city, people in the office.
It's a Highland City Center.
It's a Highland City Community Center.
I think we've always said that.
Well, I've been seeing things out there that say Arts Center. I don't can't tell you what where, but I just remember seeing it.
I haven't seen that anywhere.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, but people have, because I know I've seen it, and we're getting some people, one particular gal is really upset. Anyway, so just make sure it's time to be community.
Does she hit the art?
Yes, she does. No, I don't
know. You know, and American Fork, at their community center, they have one little door that says arts. As well, because the arts work in there too.
Yeah.
We tried to get a vinyl for that building, so I need one.
Anyway, yeah. that's the one thing I just wanted to bring out there. If you ever refer to this building, please call it the Highland City Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you get 10 less than that and go back.
It probably just what Aaron had told me was to call it the Highland Arts Center.
Community Center and Arts Center.
Oh,
yeah, because that's definitely Community and Arts Center. It's more, it really is.
I mean, we can call it that, but. That's just a too much space.
Yeah.
City
community. My tiny piece out that thing is ready to get the high street.
We're great for the community center.
Question about this upright piano. It's beautiful, it's lovely. Where's it going to be during the swing? But during the afternoon traffic.
It's right there.
It's got to be in here. I don't know where.
It's right there.
Probably
right there. I lose a boot.
Well, then we might have to put it over against this wall with the other piano. We might have to turn it.
We'll figure it out. Okay, I just bring it up.
Is this on Wells, right?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So if you Google Maps it, it's called the Highland Community Center.
Say what?
Google Maps calls it the Highland Community Center, not Highland City Community Center.
That's what Google Maps on it. Not that good.
Well, I mean, you can change it if you want them to.
I don't care about that. I just don't
want to change
anything.
No,
Highland Community Center is great.
From this area, from us. Highland City Community Center, not the Arts Center. We do same things.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you where.
How many vendors did you get?
Okay, I only got 16. Only 4 paid that I know of.
Okay.
I've got it, and that's why I couldn't do last week, is follow up with all my people.
Someone sent me a thing saying they paid.
Okay,
who
they?
Five.
And apparently Doug and I are doing double duty, because I already called his list, and now he's calling his list. And I thought he was told not to call his list, but I guess not. But he needs to call the art. I apologize. I should have been more clear last month. It wasn't just a matter of calling 11 people on your list. It was a matter of getting 11 vendors.
I sent all of them, or emailed all of them on the list.
Right.
Only got one.
Well,
that's
what
he has. That's the second half.
That's exactly how it is. We have 16 right now. But I've got to go back and call all my people and say, okay, we need your money.
Is Cindy Delano on the list?
I'm sorry, what?
Cindy Delano?
Yeah.
She's doing a craft fair somewhere, her and her daughter.
Who, what?
Okay, I guess not. I'll reach out again. I reached out to her and she didn't respond.
I talked to her about
it. Did you?
And she wasn't sure of the dates.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't find my thing. It was the Thomas driver do that one. So
here, let me give you that. Then. Or maybe you can have that. Or do you want to take a picture of this?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all the information that I was told to give to the vendor.
Okay. Anyway, that's so are we still making 15 more vendors?
That'd be great if you could follow up.
Make it full.
That's our craft fair, John.
So,
we need 32 vendors.
October?
October 25th and 27th.
That works out perfectly because we're not.
Yeah, because you're not here the night before, which is perfect. Because we need to be able to set up for the craft fair. 25th and
26th.
I saw my doctor yesterday, so far my virus has not kicked in. I have Epstein-Barr, and I get stressed and it kicks in, and then I'm out down the count. So he checked me yesterday, because he's had me on a preventive dose. So far so good.
Okay, Don, is there any way that you have run for the coffin in here? You don't want to get rid of that, because that's really cute on your face.
Yeah.
We're trying to clean this room out next weekend.
Yes, we need to find some place for it. I mean, it doesn't.
Will it fit in there or no?
Probably could. Yeah, standing up maybe.
Because we're going to clean that out.
That's okay.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you have to be standing up. We could even just try to, maybe if somebody would help me, we could try to move it in there tonight.
Oh, I'll help you.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
I think it has wheels on it.
Yeah.
But it can tip over easily. So it's nice to have another chair.
Okay, that'd be awesome. Okay, if anybody else doesn't have anything, we'll just call it good. We just spent most of tonight talking about the art show stuff. And
okay.
For most.
And our new building that we're going to get.
I do need to know when the next board meeting is going to be.
We won't have one in August. I know it says on the agenda that we are, but
August 7th.
Yeah, but we're not because of the fling. So,
well, the fling's the week before.
Huh?
September 4th?
No,
that's
not
right.
Yes, we're just not going to have one in August.
Okay. Hey, are you guys aware of this thing we started last year where we do a sensory friendly concert? It's like for autism.
I think I heard about that you did that.
Yeah. It was really successful, and so we're trying to make this an annual event.
How do you do that?
And we do a really short concert. We're doing it our Halloween weekend.
And which weekend, John?
The Halloween concert weekend. So I think it's October 27th. It's going to be at 4:30. It's like only 30 minutes. We're not, you know, we let these kids come in, and if they're, you know, because they're loud, right. They want to walk around, we just, like, nobody's going to shush
Sunday,
anybody.
Sunday, October 27th.
Well, definitely not a Sunday, so I might have my day wrong.
October 26th.
Yeah,
okay,
26th.
We'll be out of here by 4 o'clock. Or
October.
No, we'll be out of here.
No, no, I won't be here.
I'm just
letting you know that it's kind of a special thing if you know anybody that has autism or has children or adults with special needs. We're like, we do this special concert just for them.
That's good. Cool.
Is it how much does it cost?
$5. All tickets are $5.
You should.
And we actually limit the seating so that we can't have, you know, it seats 1,000, but we only sell 300 tickets at the most because we want people to be able to spread around and not feel all.
Right. Have you talked to Scenic View Academy about that?
Mm-hmm.
Scenic View Academy is in Provo, behind the Riverwoods, and then it's a school for autistic adults. My child's there. That's all. For like ages 18 to 30, maybe.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, come in.
You have to
Scenic come. View?
Scenic View Academy. It's an autistic school.
And where, I'm sorry, I missed it, where are you?
Yeah, it would be at Orem High School.
Yeah.
Orem High School, okay.
Is it going to be at 4:30? So it's a big week. I mean, Halloween is our biggest concert. We'll do a Friday night, and then we're doing a matinee at 2:30. We're doing the sensory friendly because the regular concert's about an hour, but this will be 30 minutes at 4:30, and then we still have an evening performance. But it's just a really, like, we're not trying to make a lot of money. We're just have these really cheap tickets. We're trying to encourage people. It's actually a really good way for us to bring money in. We get money from organizations. You know, write a grant and do this kind of sensory-friendly concert. It's like really
Is that
easy.
Your first concert of the year?
No, that's our second. It's our first concert at the end of September.
What
the last weekend in September, whatever
Which
that is.
Which is the 28th?
27th and 28th.
27th and 28th?
Yeah. That'll be a Timberline.
Okay, and you're going to get me tickets for that, right?
Yes, we're going to give you tickets for every concert you want to attend.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, that's the one we're doing at Timberline, and we're going to do Rhapsody in Blue and American music. We're doing a symphonic in West Side Story, which is very exciting.
Do you guys do a visual behind sometimes?
We have, but we
is it too much?
You know, like, we just need somebody to own that and do it. And then sometimes, like, we'd like to do it for Halloween, but, you have to worry about, is it legal, is it just breaking copyright laws and stuff like that.
And who's in charge? Who's going to take charge?
And who's going to take charge of it to, like, find the images or the video clips? But most of these schools have capability. They'll have a big screen. And we have done some stuff like that before. But it's much extra work.
My son just expressed that his dream is to do productions, like lights and, you know, and design a show or design the whole
thing. Yeah, does he kind of want to come and be an intern for us and do some work?
I would love to see
him. How old is your son?
He's 26.
Okay.
He's been with the Soundhouse. He's actually very talented.
Oh, he like with Caleb Chapman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he toured with them and everything. And he just has this vision, and I'm like, you got to start somewhere. And we told him, we saw the Deseret Symphony, the new one out of, have you heard of them?
Which one is that?
They're just brand new out of Salt Lake, West Jordan, kind of a young director. Oh. And they did a track of the symphony was all, and they had the movie, they did a movie scenes.
Oh.
And it was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be able to do, like, you know how the Utah Symphony does these full movies, the Harry Potter and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But I've talked to them about it. Like, they had to buy special equipment. It's about $100,000.
Well, my son would do more, like, lighting and stuff like that. It wouldn't be as much the graphic screen would be, like, making your songs come to life.
Okay. Just yeah. Sit during the meeting, and then those that need to leave can leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our next meeting will be September the 4th
at 5:30.
At 5:30, we won't have one in August.
Erica went to Wednesday.
And then you're in the meeting.
I said it.
I said it.
Not that we need that, but
right.
On paper.
Kelly, do you have my phone number?